Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the Best Hang Podcast featuring Max Kerman, Shane Cunningham, and I am Mike Bierman. Welcome to the Best Hang Podcast. I'm Mike. We got Shane. We got Max. We got the whole crew. We got manager Ash listening in. We're doing a Zoom, gang. We're all back together. It feels like a while. I'm just going to come out right here and apologize to our listeners. We've had a podcast in the can for a while now. So by the time you get that, by the time you get this, hopefully we're going quick, but we've been very busy. I think we're going to talk about some of that on this episode. But if you're like, what the fuck? It's been like 2 weeks since we've heard from our guys. It's because the show that we are working on, which I'm sure we'll get into. But before that, how are you guys doing? Max, how are you? We saw you briefly yesterday, but you left just as quick as you came.
Yeah.
Like an apparition.
I'm feeling pretty good. But now that I'm on the Zoom with you guys, I feel so ugly compared to Shane. Shane looks like a movie star right now.
Oh, I like this. Old Max is back. I like this.
It's crazy. He's chiseled. He's tanned. I was like, I just feel disgusting.
Oh, I have a spray tan. I have to address my spray tan because right now it's acceptable. Like I can walk around in society like a normal person. But for the first 2 days of Mike experience, this firsthand, I looked absolutely like Snooki, where every single person I came in contact with would have to ask me like, what's going on?
We were on this. So Jin and I were co-directing this other thing. And so I picked him up. We drove out to the studio together and I didn't really look at him. We were talking about a bunch of shit, but I didn't really look at him. We were in the car. It was kind of dark. We finally get in the studio to do this walkthrough. And when we hit the light, I turned to say something to him.
Fluorescent lights. Yeah.
I didn't realize how jarring the spray tan was because he had just had it like 12 hours before. And I couldn't help but laugh. And then when we were actually directing the actors the next day, one of them is like, there was an important person on set who was like really high up in our company. And he comes up and we're sort of explaining a thing about the shoot. And he's like, I just got to say something right now. And we knew immediately that it was about Shane's very dark, Snooki-like complexion.
My God.
And we both just exploded laughing. And then Shane, basically every interaction on that set had to sort of front porch the fact that he had this very intense spray tan.
And I use Crest white strips and it just made my teeth look so white and my tan. And I've never used anything whitening before, but my teeth really responded to it. So I looked like, I don't know, like a TV anchor in like the 80s or something. I don't know how to describe it, but it was very funny.
For context, Shane has this look because he's starring as this character from one of our sketches in The Dessert called Bulges, which we are making into a special for St. Patrick's Day. So that gives us some context.
Yeah, Shane, now that you got like a little taste of this life, are you just going to be that guy now? Like spray tanned, super jacked, super chiseled. Is this the new you? Or are you going to like fall off a cliff again?
I don't know. I do know what it feels like to be Max a little bit. That is until you came on set. Because people were kind of treating me like I was not a big deal, but people were giving me extra attention. People were talking to me longer than they normally would. But of course, when you came on set for a brief 15 minutes, and I think you had to leave because it was kind of like Beatlemania was unfolding. And you're like, I have to leave now. Yeah, it was like I didn't exist when you came in the room, Max. But when you weren't there, and you'll never be able to see this. It's like Pokeroo, my fame with you, Max, because when you're in the room, all eyes are on you. But I felt like really that's famous.
Cool. Did you like that feeling? Did it feel cool?
Yeah. I was euphoric. Like when we, and Mike, I think, was euphoric too at the end of the day yesterday, because we had this big dance number, which I'm not a dancer, I'll admit it. And I was the worst dancer on stage, but still I completed the dance, which for me was a huge accomplishment, a big hurdle to get over. Choreographed by Jillian Smart, which, and she's an amazing teacher. Like if I can learn something, literally anyone can, like a dance. But I felt like, yeah, like you must feel after a show, like you get a performer's high, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And you know, people are slapping you on the back. They're saying good job. You're like, yeah, that's not so bad, you know?
And I couldn't leave. Like every time I looked around, people would want to talk to me for like a 20 minute period.
And then you're also just like, not only are you confident about that, but you're also like, I'm so hot. I you know, I'm chiseled, I'm tanned, right?
Yeah. No matter what I do, I've realized I have love handles for the rest of my life, but I definitely can get my biceps a little bit bigger and my face can get pretty chiseled. It's just love handles. I don't know what
you
to
know
do.
It should make you feel better. Patrick Mahomes, who's going to the Super Bowl for like the eighth time in 8 years or whatever. Somebody took a photo of him from the wrong angle with his like shirt off, like after the game. And he looks like he's got a dad bod, and this guy's like, you know, a very fit professional NFL quarterback. And he commented on the photo. He's like, why you got to do me like that? which I appreciate it. So yeah, don't worry about it. Shane, I thought you looked great. Ash is going to hate this. She's like, you guys are talking about your bodies again. Can you stop talking about your bodies? But yeah.
No, but we're shooting, cause we are shooting for bulges, and that's why we're talking about bodies so much. And obviously the most important thing at bulges, which we realized, is the bulge. So every body type is welcomed at bulges, every age is welcomed at bulges, and that's the way we did our casting too. Like you'll notice there's various body types, we did not discriminate. But with Curtis, I was warning him, I go, Curtis, I know you're 10 years younger than me, or probably even more. So I go, when you put on this shirt, no matter how good you think your body is, you're going to have love handles because these shorts are so tight and this, it's not flattering the crop top. And he's like, oh, okay, that's good to know. He's like, thanks for telling me or whatever. But he looks great. Yeah,
he looked pretty good.
He had no love. He's got like perfect bod with no love handles. And I thought, he's not a workout guy. I'll probably look better than him because I've been doing 45 minutes on the Peloton every day, crushing weights, changing my diet. But no, he's just genetically blessed in the lower abdomen love handle region.
How much you guys want to talk about the thing? The show, like, are we allowed to talk about stuff or what do you want to do?
I've been posting it nonstop because I'm so jacked. Like after we were home, I'm like, share. And normally I try to, like, if Pops was to do that, I'd yell at him like, everything is sacred. Don't ruin it. The Bell execs need to be surprised. But I think the cat is out of the bag, especially so many listeners came out to support us and be extras for this. And unfortunately, our budget was just so shit. We couldn't pay them what they should have been paid, which is like a lot of money, like equitable money. We couldn't really do that, but the extra and extras are usually very weird. So you hire extras and a bunch of weirdos come out and they're not really enthused. But the Best Hang extras that came out were like the most joyous, friendliest people. They're actually excited. They're into every take. We're going like 13-hour days and they're still excited at the end of it. And everyone still came up and chatted. Everyone had a smile on their face. It was just the vibes were immaculate. Not that that's a term I would ever say normally, but that is, it applies here.
Well, you know, I've always said that our Kells fans, I know there's a crossover there with Best Hang fans and our Kells fans, they're very well adjusted. Normal people, which I'm so happy for because, you know, especially now when you see on like TikTok and like just like the crazy fans that, you know, follow every breath from certain artists and you're just like, good Lord, that would feel so fucking exhausting. But like, I feel like our fans are very well adjusted. So I appreciate that.
100%. Like even at a glance, you could tell who were the hired professional extras because we had to have a list of to keep track of who's getting paid to make sure the piddly amount of money we did give out, we had to make sure they got it. And Alex is like, how do I tell who's the people that we got? And who's, I was like, you'll know. And you could just tell the people who were the hired extras, like the professional ones, just had the most solemn, shitty look on their face. And everyone else was just like, hi, Alex, you're from This Valley Tree. Hi, Alex, I know you're from the pod. And they were she just walk around and she would just get all the names. And sure enough, she got every name and checked it off the list and did attendance without having to actually search for anyone. It's like they were radiating positivity and just kind of came to her.
Yeah, they were awesome. And it was interesting because these days in leading up to it, all the pre-production and everything for these 3 days that we were doing at the restaurant, that is, you know, the stand-in for Bulges, there was a lot of like, oh, these are going to be like hell days. They're going to be long. We have so much script to capture. It's going to be all this stuff. Like, okay. What ended up happening, I think, because of the vibes and the energy from the extras on both the days, the Tuesday and the Wednesday when we had them in, were so great and just things were moving. It made those days like, I don't know if I was expecting it to be like, we're really gonna have to keep the energy up and go around and make sure everybody's good. But I don't know, walking out of there last night after we wrapped the restaurant was like, holy shit. And obviously, like Shane said, that dance was incredible. Mm-hmm. And it was just an awesome moment. And it looked so amazing on the screen. And I was so excited. But I was like, man, like the extras, the vibes, everything. It's like those days didn't feel that like anything like we had anticipated. No. It was like, fuck, we could do two more. We could have done a whole week. You know, if it ended up being so much better. Did you feel that, Shane? Like in sort of what you expected and what it ended up being?
100%. Like I was worried that we were going to get all these extras out. And then at the end of the day, they're going to be mad because you never know how shitty it is to be on set till you're on set. And you're like, I'm going to be part of a movie. And then there's a lot of sitting around. But it was fun vibes the entire time. All the Bulges guys are totally charismatic, kind of handsome guys who just know how to be extroverted.
That's true.
Yeah. And like Jordan Armanis, who's our old friend for so many years. He's the most extroverted person I've ever met. He's literally making everyone laugh.
You need a glue guy like that. You know, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was amazing. Yeah. And back to my looks for 1 second. There was a guy who he was an actor. He was playing someone in like, we have a retirement home scene, but he's like, I've seen the original sketch. And he's like, you're not that guy in the original sketch. Did they recast him? I go, no, that's me. He goes, you had a mustache? I go, yeah, I had a mustache. I shaved my mustache. He goes, that guy was like fuller and had a tummy. And I was like, no, that was me. And he's like, it's kind of insulting. I'm like, yeah, like I went on keto. I felt like I wanted to feel like this like guy who's like obsessed with Bulges. I got a spray tan. He's like, it's funnier when you're fuller with the tummy.
But it's all that hard work.
I was like, oh, okay. I'm still on cloud nine. Well, but yeah.
I got to say, so Ash and I popped by set yesterday and it really reminded me exactly how boring sets are because, and also if you don't have a job to do. Yeah.
You came at the worst. You came at the worst.
We have nothing to offer. It's like, here's the thing is that people either have to patiently wait around like as an extra just be cool knowing that there's going to be 4 or 5 hours of really not doing anything. And then everybody else is in the middle of something really important that they have to like deeply focus for. So like you're in the middle of like running your lines, trying to remember your dance moves. You're looking at playback. Mike is also getting into character. He's also sort of like co-directing. I see Mark Myers. He's giving notes. Like everybody has to be so focused. So after I was there for probably about, I'm not kidding, like 4 minutes. I was like, I'm good. I could leave right now.
you know what it was? If we had been in that dance scene, you would have loved it.
I'm sure
you
would have
came in.
But I wasn't
going to
hang out
eat.
For that long.
I know. No. I needed to time it. So if you'd been there at like 7 at night, which obviously you and Ash are very busy people. Also executive producers on the show. You guys can roll in and leave whenever the fuck you want, obviously. But I think if the timing had worked out perfectly, you guys would have loved the dance, you know, had some snacks at the craft table, crushed a Diet Coke.
Totally.
And we would have had a laugh.
And you know, and the thing is like, it's not like I haven't been on set. Like we've made, I don't know how many videos, you know, we made 35 videos probably in our career and those days are long. And here's the thing. Usually I'm the star of those videos and I'm required to be participating. And even those days I want to kill myself because they're so boring. You know, it's like, so, you know what I mean? So, but what I will say is that there was a moment, it really brought me such joy. And I said this to Ash just as we were leaving, because there was just a moment when guys were kind of getting warmed up because they'd been shooting outside of the bar for probably a couple hours. And Nathan Nash, who edits the pod, shout out to Nathan, was outside setting up because I think he needed to get a group photo that's going to be used as some promotional material.
And
I was just thinking, I was like, okay, here's Nathan setting things up. Mike's been looking at playback. on the monitor. Mark's directing, Shane's acting, you know, Alex is there, she's helping, Jillian's doing choreography, Bella's just been in a scene, you know, saw your sister Tiff of Sunny and saw Jordan, all these Harold Price is like, you know, running the set, like all these people who I really love and that have been a part of my life. And it's just like, oh, this is what it's all about. This is like, and Ash and I are involved, you know, we get to call ourselves producers and we're working on some music stuff, but it's like, that's, I was like, oh, I said this to Ash. I was like, we need to just keep doing this. Just like, as long as like the team is doing the things they need to be doing and that they excel in, then life is good. And it really made me feel so happy and so proud and just so grateful to be a part of it. So that's what I took from it. Just seeing Nathan just dutifully set up his camera, just waiting for people to come back out to take that photo. I was like, this is what it's all about. So that made me feel really good.
Huge shout out to Nathan Nash. Cause that was like a phone call and it's like, we need a poster. And like you said, promotional material stuff for the banner on Crave, all this stuff. And and he's just like, yep, tell me where, tell me when. And he's just the best. Mm-hmm. And we had to, that was kind of chaos because we were trying to get our morning. We had to get all the guys, Jill, Bella, everybody into like the poster shot, that the whole cast. But it was like, we had to do it while Mark was repositioning his camera to get a shot. Mm-hmm. It's like Jillian shot this scene where she's like on a phone, like loud bar talking to the Shane character, whatever. And then it's like, we need to get the shot from Nathan. He's come out. I'm like, Mark, when can I get everybody out here for just 10 minutes? He's like, here's what we'll do. He's like, because we're getting coverage on Jill. He's like, when I move my camera, he's like, because, you know, the AD, David, great AD. We have this great AD, but he's trying to keep the trains moving on time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to see the whole fucking cast leave set suddenly in the middle of like shooting a scene. But I was like, Mark, you need to get me like 10 minutes. He's like, when I move my camera, pull them all out, we'll be fine. I'm like, awesome. Boom, boom, boom. Nathan just knocks it out. Shot, 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 shot. Everybody back in. And it was just fun, man. You know, it's fun.
I think
shit.
That's a great example because, you know, people see film sets on the street all the time. You know, you could walk down Toronto, Hamilton, whatever, and you're like, oh, there's people doing stuff. And it's always a little abstract as to like what is actually happening. Like, you know that there's actors and you know there's a director and maybe you see a makeup person and okay, there looks like there's a catering truck. But so much of the work is that conversation where it's like, no, I need another shot. I can't move my camera here because if we move the camera, fuck. So it's all this logistical work that like is way beyond just instructions for the actor. It's not just like, hey, I think I want you to like say the line a little differently. It's like, no, we're breaking for lunch right now, but we also need to take another photo. Oh, no, we're losing light. Okay, we're shooting outside. The sun's going to go down in 20 minutes. Like it has nothing to do with the shot, but it's so important. And you're working with a budget and you're working on a timeline. And you're also dealing with humans that have personalities and are grumpy and all this shit. And you're just like, it is an amazing, like moving, living thing that needs to be, and everybody needs to be dialed in and everybody kind of needs to be on their best behavior.
Yeah.
You know, it's really fascinating when you think of it like that kind of teamwork.
But yeah, Mike, I wanted to say you were excellent as an actor and you are like so underrated as an actor. I always forget how well you can act. And same with Curtis was such a great fucking actor. We got Curtis Connor, the YouTuber. So Curtis, Mike, Bella and Jillian are so awesome in every scene. And I just want to acknowledge that I'm kind of like the Jerry Seinfeld. And I know that I'm the star of it, but I'm also like the least entertaining person in it. And everyone else is like fucking killing it. And you will see what I mean. This isn't me being like false humble or anything. It's so good. Like the acting performances that we got from pretty much everybody in the opening scene, especially, and you know what I'm talking about, Mike, like how we open it with Curtis in that scene and just the way you, Bella and Curtis are playing that, it's going to open really good.
Well,
I think.
Okay. First of all,
I don't know. I'm pumped.
Thank you.
It.
That's a really nice, kind thing you say. And it makes my heart grow a couple.
Well, my father-in-law was telling me that too. He's like, Mike's an incredible actor. I was like, oh yeah. God. Fuck. He's so good.
Love John. But I'm just going to quickly say Shane is also being very humble. You are incredible. And actually one of the extras kind of went out of their way to talk about how, Claire, who's phenomenal. I'll give her a shout out. Claire and Nancy came out. They're my neighbors. They like Claire went out of her way to talk about how great of an actor you are, Shane. And I know Max is laughing as well. I'm just going to see each other's ass right now.
I know.
This is such an actor thing to do.
Whenever I see anyone accepting awards, oh my God, the performances, humanity.
But to bring it back down to earth. No, Mark Myers, who's directing this, like Mark is very hard on me. He did not give me one thing of praise the whole time. And I'm not even criticizing him because I don't deserve it. But afterwards, I would like look at him and he just pat me on the shoulder. He's like, it's okay. We'll cut around it. We'll get there. And every time. And I'm like, maybe he's just like this with everybody. But after Curtis did a scene, he would like stand up and clap and be like, fuck you, we're making a series. And Bella, he'd be like, yes, you're doing it. And then he'd come over to me after Jill did a scene. He's like, she's killing it, right? I'm like, hell yeah. Oh yeah, fuck yeah. And like, he did that with everybody.
Oh, that's so funny.
But every scene I'm in, he would just look me in the eyes. He'd go, it's tough. I know, it's tough. So I'm just trying not to get down. Oh, I'm honestly trying not to get down, but I got so down. Like, I felt like DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when he's talking to himself in the trailer. But so the one scene that I was in with Claire was after I was like at my ultimate low. So I will admit that was my best scene. So Claire kind of got me at my best, but I was definitely every other
she
scene.
Caught,
not good, but that's all.
It was the scene in the hallway when you're like talking about, oh, Sally boy, you know, ball just for life. She's like, it's just like the character voice. And I was like, I agree. And you know, you're great.
But we can talk about other stuff. I know, Max, I know you get annoyed with all the ass-kissy stuff.
No. It just reminded me of just like every awards speech you've ever heard anybody in the theater. Because here's the beautiful thing about it is that it really is such a satisfying thing to be a part of when you feel like you've done a good job. And it's like such an ensemble effort. And I remember doing a musical in high school, and I just remember like the deep, like, gratitude and appreciation I had for everybody on set. And you just kind of get in this mode where you're like, and curtain guy just pulled the curtain and it was so good. And the lighting guy, it's like, yes, I fuck. Like, because it is such, it's unlike most other kinds of group work where it's like, okay, everyone's just like, you know, loading the shit into the truck. Did you load your thing? Like, you know, there's lots of group work and lots of different jobs, but there's something that just appeals to your humanity or something about working like in the arts, which is fucking awesome. But you can't help but start talking in these ridiculous
terms.
You
have to. Yeah. You got to give the curtain guys their shout-outs.
But I really notice when someone's doing a shit job, I'm like, sometimes I'm going to see him like, that guy fucking sucks. This guy's incredible. This guy's mediocre. And honestly, like, I was just like, fuck, I always forget how good Mike is.
Yeah.
I always forget how good Jillian is. Bella obviously gets a lot of praise, so you don't forget it. And then Curtis gave a great audition, but he was even better than I thought he was.
Oh, he came in fucking prepared. Yeah. And he was that Luke character. And he was a delight on set. Even just lunches, you know, set life, you love it. You break, you know, it was fun to get to know him a bit better. And I know he's been a pod guest and all that stuff. We know him a little bit, but it was fun. It was fun. Actually, I want to give a shout out to one of our extras is a pod listener, Alyssa, who came with her brother, who's in grade 13. Mm. And I did not realize grade 13 was still a thing. So I did a huge run of jokes about that. And he was really good natured about it. But she's going to McMaster now to get a master's or whatever. And she came out with a friend.
I got vaccinated with
her. Yes, yes, yes. So she's like, I've been listening since the Mike on Much days. And she's like an old school fan. And just like awesome energy, awesome background. Like they seem, anyway, I just was so impressed with everybody, including our friends Claire and Nancy, who came out and were just energy for like 12 hours. Anyway, it's great. You're catching us, listeners. If this is annoying, you're catching us on like it's been less than 12 hours since we walked off set or whatever. You're catching us on that high.
On the high,
you
know what I mean? Cause it's a tough day. So when you get through it, it's amazing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You mentioned Curtis put in a good performance. I was just, there's a really good TikTok of Jesse Eisenberg talking about working with Kieran Culkin on a new movie. Have you seen this?
No, I heard they were on a movie together, but or it was at a film festival, but I didn't see the TikTok.
I've seen a lot of Jesse Eisenberg stuff in my algorithm lately. But
anyway,
continue.
He just said that like working with Kieran is like really awesome and that he seems aloof and doesn't know, like you'll be like, okay, we're gonna do the scene on the train. He'll be like, oh yeah. I like that one. That's a good scene. And then he'd be like, and Jesse's directing him, right? And I think he's co-starring in it. I think definitely directing him. And then he's like, do you know there's like a lot of lines. It's like a long scene. He's like, yeah. And then like they hit action and it's like flawless. He's just like so locked in. So, yeah. And I don't know if Curtis is totally like that, but Curtis has that sort of like very, very chill.
He's absolutely
very chill,
like that.
Matter of fact, like, is this guy paying attention? And then clearly, he sounds like he was very locked in and knew exactly what he was doing.
Every little note I gave Curtis, like sometimes I'd be like, oh, this time, like when I say I have 3 boxes for eating out later, kind of act like you've never heard that before. Like, oh, we're getting away with this. And then he just did the expression perfectly. And then I think Mark's coming over to me and Mark's like, oh my God, that was so good. Like, we just come over to Curtis.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, he absorbed everything, could react to everything. And people, obviously Curtis Connor's so big, they think, oh, you just cast him for that reason. We auditioned, I think, 80 to 100 people for the Luke role before him, before we even asked Curtis to audition, which obviously Curtis could very easily say no, because he does have so much going on for him outside of acting. He agreed to audition for it and sent us a tape. And it was ultimately obviously the best audition.
That's fucking awesome.
So that's how we got
well,
the
speaking
role.
But. Now I know you're about to change segments, but Max, when are we going to get you into something for your acting debut?
Ooh, good question. Well, that's kind of what I want to talk about. This is sort of related.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I heard something's cooking.
No. Well, speaking of acting is, I don't know if you guys saw my performances on the Weather Network and on CP24. They both kind of went viral in their own way.
Of course.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Of course. But I think you guys need to redefine what unhinged means. Because there was a caption that somebody made. Maybe Ash put it. It was like the most. It was you, like the most unhinged.
It's a
live
it's a
TV.
It's, you got to draw people in.
I'm not
what
saying
would you
it's
say?
Not.
What would you call it if you want to get people to stay on your TikTok?
Maybe you say unhinged, but just as long as you know that was not unhinged, and because you are such a good guest, Max, that you keep it so entertaining. Like, not like you're Robin Williams and so spontaneous, but you kind of have this calculated spontaneity. You're like, I'm going to do this. This is going to be great. The hosts basically have to do nothing. They're just pylons for me to run the show. And you're putting everyone at ease. You're like, hey, that camera guy said something funny to me earlier. Get over here, camera guy. Sit on the couch. Come sit on my knee, actually. I'll give you a little massage. And then you're just doing this thing that's unorthodox, but it's not uncomfortable. It's very comfortable watching for the viewer. You're never like worried what's going to happen. But when I'm on air and when we were doing dessert interviews on that very show, that was actually unhinged. There'd be like a 13 second awkward silence with like a bead of sweat dribbling down the like host face. That's when like the viewer's stomach goes queasy, but that's unhinged. But I just want to say, yeah, those performances you did when they were performances
thank
were
you,
great on
you.
Air.
Yeah. I was going to say like, at what point, cause I love that you've sort of, you definitely made a choice to do it. And it is such a great choice. You're sort of this aloof rock star that's kind of like, you're almost just cruising through the day. But it's like, how did you zero in on that vibe for these appearances?
Okay.
Because it's awesome.
Great. Thank you.
Two different characters, though. The character on the weather report's very different.
That's
than
true.
The
they were different
on,
characters. Yeah. So the weather report one was just like, what if I just sort of act like stoned rock star guy who kind of like appears? Where there's an agenda, of course, which is to remind people that the shows are June 21, 22. So like, hey, what if it's like a future weather report? I sort of come in. I called Mike on the way just asking for like, some like punch ups, so I'm like, all right, Mike, I need to say like what's another like joke around the future about like what do you, and so she can ask me like, well, what are you doing later? I'm like, well, like, you know, I'll have a nap and a light dinner. Like that was a mic line.
This is such a great Max. Like it calls with the premise. I'm going to be like, and we're doing the future weather. Cause obviously these shows we're doing are going to be in June. I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's great. But I was like, are you, do you predict the weather in the future, or are you from the future to tell us about the weather?
Yeah, we have to talk about that.
Because I'm like, if I got to write you a joke,
which is it?
I need the answers. And then it was like, he's predicting the future weather. I'm like, so okay. I was like, if you need to give her something to do, maybe she can ask you about the future weather or whatever. And then we got to that was kind of the button on the out. But it was a great, I love that you and Asher are always coming up with these great little fucking things to help promote the shows in unorthodox ways.
But isn't all weather prediction about the future?
Well, this is why it kind of doesn't
weather?
Totally like, make sense. But this is like super level, future, oh, right?
They use technology though, right? Like this is Max like vibing on predicting future events.
Yeah.
I just looked at it as like stone guy stumbles into weather. Kind of like,
and the details like are sort of like less important. And the other thing too is that, you know, I'm kind of editing it as I go in my head. Like I know where the jump cuts are. I kind of know where you're going to be able to like get out.
Do you cut them, Max?
Yeah, I cut them.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I noticed your punch-ins and you're like, you're keeping it, like you're speeding things up. And I was like, oh, I wonder who did that.
But that went on air too, right?
No, the weather one didn't. The weather one was just for fun.
Okay.
But like now it's like, what is reality, right? Like, you know, people are just like seeing shit online. So, but the morning show one, I was given a gift because going in, I was like, okay, there's something funny about the term dream blunt rotation with a morning show. Because morning shows are so earnest and kind of serious, but not serious, but like they're earnest and they're very family friendly. So going with dream blunt rotation. Oh, yeah. But also the agenda was, let's talk about the lawn seats. Like, okay, I just want to be able to convey that like party on the lawn's fun, you know?
Yes.
So
you wanted a pearl clutching moment that really wasn't
exactly,
a pearl clutching moment,
my specialty.
But in a live
That's kind of
element,
my specialty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. It was why I think I kind of excel in that medium. And so I'm like, okay, who's a funny, what are like funny dream blunt rotation ideas? And I don't know who thought of Noam Chomsky. Did you, Mike?
No, that's a good one though.
Noam Chomsky is really funny. And that was like Greta Gerwig. And then like, what's another, like, and Regina, I don't know who came up with Regina George. I texted Sean Dawson about this because I thought he might have some good ideas, but he was like taking his kids to daycare because it was a PA day. So he didn't get back to me in time. But I was like, who are other funny people you could be in a dream blunt rotation? He said Carl Sagan and JFK, which would have been really
I like Sean Sagan.
And then he was like, Obama, maybe. I'm like, Obama kind of gets political in a way I don't want. Like, okay. I was like, okay, I'm going to go with like, you know, Chomsky, Greta Gerwig is in the news, and Regina George, who's a fictional character. Like, I think that's kind of interesting.
Like that.
But then the perfect.
That's Mean Girls.
And that's been in the news because Rachel McAdams has been replaced by Renee Rapp in like the new version of it. So people, there's been like a story about that. But then the luckiest thing happened where Carlos, who is one of the producers on the show, is miking me up. And he mentions to me like literally 30 seconds before going, hey, I'm in line to buy tickets for your show at 10 o'clock because the show is going on sale half an hour from then.
What a gift. What a gift that
so
is.
So then I'm like, oh God. So anyway, so the whole thing happens where I'm like, I get to do the Oprah thing where I'm like, you get a car. then to your point though, Shane, like it doesn't even really matter what the question's being asked. I'm just going to go wherever I need to go with it. Like, you know, I just sort of.
It's like, hey, Max, anything exciting coming up? You're like, who's your dream blunt rotation? She's like, blunt? What is a blunt?
And then it gets funnier too, because then I get to ask Carlos who his dream blunt rotation is. And so now we have Carlos who's like on TV and he's talking about like Fred Durst and like just really unpredictable stuff. So you want basically to have a setup that is prepared and then you allow improvisation to happen from there. I think that's the key, is like if you kind of have a setup that you're comfortable with, then what happens after that can kind of go off the rails. But as long as you have some kind of plan. And then another production assistant got brought in and she said that she did. And then the segment was going so long that it went to commercial. And then during commercial, she's like, yeah, I've actually seen Arkells before, but I don't remember it. I was like, so wasted. I was like, so I just took that in. And then as soon as we went back,
that was my favorite moment when you basically sold her out on air. Cause it was such an authentic reaction from her. Like, I can't believe he just said I blacked out at his show in front of my bosses on national TV or local TV, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you gave him all tickets.
And we gave him all tickets.
Or was that just a stunt?
No, we actually gave him tickets. Yeah. And then Carlos asked for his seats in the pit so he could dance. And I posted that. And then another thing, the man of the people, you know, you make the bigwigs buy the ticket and then you give the worker bees tickets. Yeah. So
I love it.
Yeah. I was thinking about like, you know, when people go on late night shows with their like prepared bit, it's gotta be the same kind of thing where it doesn't even really matter. It's like, you just gotta be set up so you could tell your story.
Well, I was thinking about you and actually how sort of diverse your skill set is, because like you said, it is kind of like a late night appearance. Like it's kind of this, like, how do I say this? I know there's a lot of other rock stars, or like, I can't imagine like other lead singers, like sort of effortlessly going in as if like they're an actor promoting a movie and being loose with it. Like you kind of like are able to toggle between these worlds of entertainment where it's like you sort of get up and do this rock star singing thing, and then you can slide in like a Tom Hiddleston on like fucking, you know, whatever one of those talk shows is. I don't know.
You're just desperate to entertain, kind of. Right? Like you, it's a compliment.
Desperate to be liked.
Yeah. No, to be entertaining. You want other people to like, if I'm going to show up, I want people to be entertained, and I'm not just here to, you know, shill my new album or whatever. I want some laughs out of it, which will sell more. No, totally. T-shirts
I'm having a good run on TikTok. Yeah. Have you seen my TikToks in the last day? You probably haven't because you've been working.
No, I've been out of the game. Have you gone viral? What's going on?
Basically, I have this new segment where I did. You guys hear how Universal Music is pulling their entire catalog off of TikTok?
Yeah. That segment's going viral. Oh, yeah.
I mean, check out like my, the No Kahan one, Sean Desmond
a look right now.
Posted a comment on it. It's got 80,000 views.
I don't know if you heard, but Universal is pulling their entire catalog off of TikTok. So I'm going through every single song in the catalog to make sure you have the sounds here. This is No Kahan, Stixy. I love Vermont, but it's the season. I don't know if you heard, but Universal.
And that's it.
And then just cuts off. Okay,
that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that news, and I didn't listen to your TikTok. I saw it come up, but I hadn't listened to it yet.
Oh, yeah.
That is a great bit.
Okay, so then I got like a Harry Styles request. Okay, here's another one. Someone asked for Taylor Swift. Please do Ivy. So I'm responding to
TikTok. I'm going through their entire catalog to make sure that you have sounds for all their songs, just in case you need to make a TikTok. This is Ivy by Taylor Swift. Follow me, down, see y'all. All right, because-
Anyway, so sometimes I don't actually sing the song.
And that's cool.
But that's the joke.
What?
Oh, no, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so I'm trying to diversify my skill set. Thank you for noticing, Shane. I'm trying to, you know, TikTok, a little songwriting, a little this, a little that, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good. You just throw enough spaghetti at the wall and you see what sticks. And that's obviously sticking for you.
No, thank
good
you.
Job.
Guys, I got a little glimpse into parenting the other day.
Oh, I do tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things, actually.
Pregnancy scare?
No. Well, two unrelated things. The first is that the alarm went off in the house and I didn't know how to turn it off. It went off at 5:30 and it was just like so fucking annoying at 5:30. And then I like finally got it to turn off. Went back to bed, but I was like so rattled by it. I was like, I need to sleep until like 9:30. Like I just like got up and then I couldn't get back to sleep for another hour. And I'm like, if I wake up at my normal time, which would be like 7:38, then I'm like down an hour and a half of sleep. I need to sleep in or else I'm going to be royally fucked all day long. And then I was just like, every parent just deals with that. Every night.
That happened to me today. Today that happened to me. 5:30 a.m. Betty won't shut the fuck up. We give her this iPad, but it's not a real iPad. It's like a Microsoft piece of shit that every second it shuts off. So I have to keep running back in. Oh my God. And I have the worst like hangover headache right now. That's why this pod I was late for, because I'm like, I don't know what day, time of the week, anything. So because I have such a bad headache from my terrible sleep last night. And I was all jacked too from the shoot. So by the time I got to bed, it's like 1 a.m. waking up at 5:30. Yeah, you're right. That is a taste of parenting.
It's terrible. And the other taste of parenting I had was I went to Costa Rica to visit my parents who were down there.
So you got a taste of your parents,
let me get that. So my mom runs, I guess too hot. Anyway, the heat of Costa Rica was a lot for her. And I think she was fine. And there wasn't air conditioning in the Airbnb they had. So the mornings are good. The evenings are good. But like basically from like 11 till 6, like it was just like kind of too much for her. So there's a lot of talk about that. There's a lot of talk about just how hot it was. And I'm kind of thinking, you know, this place is pretty magical. You're in Costa Rica. Everyone back home is suffering through like gray, cold winter days. And I asked my dad, I'm like, how's mom doing? Because when I arrived, I was like, how's it going? He's like, well, I don't know if she's loving it. I was like, oh, what's she saying? He's like, well, she says it's the berry of Costa Rica. No offense to anyone who lives in Derry, but she's also kind of bored by it, I guess. But then anyway, we go into town, we're going to San Jose, and her friend, Laura, who's actually my grade three elementary school teacher. They became friends after I was in Miss Brocklebank's class. And they've just been friends for the last, I don't know, 25 years. And it's weird. It's always weird not calling your teacher Mrs. Brocklebank, which is her name.
Yeah, it feels illegal. It feels weird. Yeah.
So anyway, I've learned to call her Laura. So anyway, we go into town. It's Sunday. And it's actually kind of cool on this particular day. We get it's Sunday at like 5:30 p.m., 6 p.m. So the city's sort of shutting down. And we go in this area, it's sort of like the Kensington Market, U of T area of San Jose, Costa Rica. And immediately my dad gets out of the car and he's like, I'm cold. I'm cold. He's just wearing a t-shirt. I'm wearing a t-shirt. He's like, I'm cold. And then I'm like, well, we might be able to find somewhere to buy like a long sleeve shirt. He's like, yeah, let's do that. So my dad is just racing around the Kensington Market of San Jose looking for a long sleeve shirt. Nothing is open because, and so then my mom and Laura are like six blocks behind just casually enjoying themselves. And like, you know, there's like a foot issue, so they can't walk too fast. So basically I'm kind of between my dad, who is like anxiously running around trying to find a long sleeve shirt, even though we're going to dinner in like 20 minutes anyway. And then my mom and her friend that are back there that keep on going, why are you walking so fast? Why are you walking so fast? And I'm just like, he's trying to go really fast. You're going way too slow. You've been complaining about how fucking hot it is. You're complaining about how cold it is. It's like, we're like, and then they're like, where's dinner? Where's the restaurant gonna be? I'm like, I picked a spot. It's a 20 minute walk that way. Are you sure it's been longer than 20 minutes? Yes, it's gonna just keep walking. And then finally we got to dinner and they were fed and they're like, oh, this is actually quite nice. I was like, this is just
so your parents are the kids.
So by the time we finally got to dinner and everybody had their supper, they're like, what a nice time. But it just took like 2 hours of both of them complaining about the opposite thing that for me to work through. And then, you know, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, no, it is. Walking is annoying, especially Alex is such a fast walker. Oh, her whole family walks way too fast, but they don't know how to run fast. It's just, yeah, that does drive me nuts. And I always have to carry the kids and they're walking fast. Yeah, that's a pet peeve.
Anyway, so I know what it's like to be a parent. I feel you guys know exactly
totally.
What it's,
that's all it is.
Boys, I don't know how much longer we can chat because I got things to do today. But anything else we got to hit?
Yeah. What do we got to hit?
I don't know if you did this, Mike, but Four Bulges, just to go back there for 1 second. This is a bit of a spoiler, but we stuff in bulges. So we have a bulge and we put a big bulge down our pants to make it look like we're actually packing a lot. Maybe Mike is naturally, I don't know if he is, but most of the guys I think are stuffing.
Yeah, I'm a natural. And I use the sock.
Alex wasn't feeling well after one of the shoots. So I went to get, I don't know, some like NyQuil or something to make her feel better at Shoppers. But I kept my bulge in. I'm wearing sweatpants and I just had this huge bulge. And then when I walked in, I was like, oh, fuck, I got my bulge in. But then I was like, I got my bulge in. And I felt so confident. I was like, holy shit. It's like big dick energy. It actually, it's not just like a term. It is a thing.
It's a lifestyle.
I felt so, I felt way cooler with that big bulge in. It felt awesome. Like normally I walk with my head down a little bit. I don't know. Just like I'm always ashamed of myself, but I had my head just like up high. I'm like perfect posture walking. It was weird.
It was
so weird.
Telling us this story, like some of the guys on set. And he was like, you were just saying how much confidence you suddenly had walking through the Shoppers Drug Mart because the bulge was in.
Yes. It's a real thing. Did you do that at all, Mike? Did you like go out in the real world with your bulge and like ill-fitting pants?
I didn't.
No.
But what was uncomfortable is you have to adjust the bulge quite a bit sometimes, right? So
yeah. Well, your bulge was fucking huge. I don't know if that was your idea, Mike. Your bulge was twice as big as anyone else's. Nathan Nash, when we were doing the photo shoot, like he almost had to like stop it, or Alex did. It was like ridiculous. Yeah. No pun intended.
Ezio, our wonderful costume person was like, he was like, Mike, your bulge is massive. It was just the sock that I had. I don't know. Maybe. Well, then we say maybe it was a character thing. Maybe that's how Gary was such a good, bulge guy back in the day before he ascended to management, is because he had a massive bulge or whatever. But, you know, anyway. So will you stuff going forward, Shane, if it's not for a show?
I'm thinking about it. Maybe if I'm just having a bad day or something, it's like a little antidepressant.
All right. Thank you so much to Ash. Thank you to Nathan Nash, the man, the myth, the legend, for editing these things on time and then them getting stuck in the pipeline due to myself and Shane. So apologies again to the listeners. And thanks again to Nathan for coming out to the shoot.
He's the best.
Guys, this was a great episode. It was a great hang. Maybe the best.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.